Palestinians began to stock up on food items at markets in Gaza City as part of the preparations for the holy month of Ramadan. During this month, devout Muslims fast by the day and feast at night. Just a couple of hours before iftar, the time of day, after sunset when Muslims break their fast, Muslims flock to the markets to buy foodstuff.
We try to forget our pain and suffering and do our best to live like normal people in other places. We are observing the Ramadan amid Israeli strikes and blockade with little or no support from Arabs or the international community.
Our life has become difficult because of power cuts, food and water shortages and unemployment. The international community is saying nothing about our daily hardship and suffering.
Although shops are full of foodstuff and other commodities and prices have come down after Israel allowed in consumer goods into the strip, there are still many in Gaza who cannot afford them. This is mainly because unemployment hovers around 40% and the production sector in Gaza is paralyzed by the siege. The UN gives support to about 80% of Gaza's population of 1.5 million.
Daily power cuts have made the situation unbearable. Power cuts damage our home appliances. Many have become sick because they cannot keep food and drink cool.
In Gaza, power outages are one of the biggest concerns during Ramadan. In the worst periods, electricity is off for 12 hours. Also on Wednesday, Hamas released 100 prisoners, including members of the rival Fatah, in honor of the start of the holy month of Ramadan. Like all Muslims around the world, Palestinians in Gaza will observe fasting during the holy month of Ramadan, despite Israeli siege and its numerous associated problems. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.